this third paragraph of this book, who was showing off with the serpent. The trick of showing up your wit, that's the magic stuff. Is it because of that magic you don't see this knowledge in your heart? Because of attending to your wit, you are preoccupied with your brain, so you forgot your heart. You are almost sleepy because of ignorance and because of being fuzul, means, what it means? Being nosy in about everything. That fellow I'm talking about, do you remember I'm talking about the fellow here? Any one of you remember? Who is the fellow? Remember? Haq. Haq is in here, but I don't see it. The tendency towards justice is in the heart of the human being. It's not a theory some philosopher made or a discovery. It's in the heart, period. So look for it. The stuff that I'm talking about is in here, and somehow you don't like it because it interferes with our plans and hidden agendas. We look like a silly, thirsty fellow. Imagine somebody is very thirsty. Okay. To understand it well, you should imagine this some fellow be a prince and a spoiled guy, okay? And he's thirsty. Then the noise of the thunder, this fellow will say, he hated it. His life depends on the rain and the water. But this stupid fellow doesn't understand that noise is good for you, is life saver. That thunder is the promise of the rain if you're really thirsty. But if you're silly and spoiled, you will not see it. Because of what? Because that silly, thirsty fellow is stupid enough whose eye is concentrated in the shallow river. He has no news about the taste of the sky. Do you remember that word, taste? In the beginning he said, this is something I'm talking about, if you don't have the taste, you will not get it. In the opening of this book. Here again, that word is here, that zog. Remember what I told you? Here is it, at the end you will see the word. It's zog, because it's the taste. It goes for the goodness, it goes for the kindness as well. It goes for the beauty. Said, you know what? This fellow has no clue about the taste of the water in the sky. All his energy and personal effort is leaded towards the instruments and the tools. Therefore, he's ignorant about the tool maker. The fellow who is really proud of his brain thinks about, what a creator who created this brain for me. Because that's what it is. The only fellow that I could imagine is a person who will see the creator open just like that. I know this fellow will never go through tools and cause and effect and all that. A fellow who takes the test of the magic. And magic is the creator of that bizarre stuff you are really depending on, which is this. Would you please read it?
His eyes remain upon the running stream, unaware of the delicious taste of the water of heaven. He has urged the steed of attention towards causes. Consequently, he remains debarred from the causer. One that sees the causer plainly, how should he set his mind upon the causes in this world?
Okay. See, that was the final word, right? So, this is what it is. You have to have a taste to see the cause, not the effect. Your animal existence is tuned to see only the effect, the form. We are looking for essence. Essence is the cause of the form, remember? The form of our existence comes from the essence. That essence is not in me, it's in the ocean of knowledge. And I'm a part of that ocean of knowledge, because that's my main role. It's like you see someone who say, who are you? You say, me, I'm the poet. Of course, there are times that this fellow is making some omelette, but he's not a cook. He makes some omelette to eat, but he's a poet, because mainly he attends to poetry, right? This mainly attends to reality, the animal stuff. You have the other one, okay? That other, you are from that one, but this one will tell you otherwise. Don't listen to this. They're to come to the water. Don't be like this spoiled silly fellow who likes the water, but doesn't like the pain going through gaining it or receiving it. Don't be like that. Come to the causer from the cause, because once you see it, you will not go back. You will understand the causer in you, not the cause. You will see the spirit in you, not the animal part. You will see yourself as your part in we, not as your part in your skin. This was the last word. But there is that point. Just making a story. Once upon a time, where, of course, in the middle of nowhere, there was one fellow doing what? The serious thing that you could think of. Praying. A group of people will approach. The caravan will come and say, ah, bizarre. Somebody is there. So they wait. Some of them will get closer. And we will see that the water is dripping from his hand. He washed himself before the prayer and the water is there. They are shocked. They wait. The prayer is over. They go and say, oh, before saying, what are you doing lonely in here in the middle of nowhere? I say, excuse me, boy, the water. Where do you get the water here? We'll do this. We'll raise his hand. They look at each other. And one of them dares to say, excuse me. Does it come whenever you want it? Or does it come sometimes and it doesn't? We'll look at them. Look at this guy and say, they want to know if it is coming. And suddenly the rain will come and will cover everyone. So So imagine this thirsty caravan in the middle of nowhere. And he would say, yeah, then within this group of people, there were some believers. They went berserk. There were some non-believers. They became believers. And there were a group of people which were non-acceptance, sour and bitter. They are non-complete forever. That was it. We will finish it like that. This is the last paragraph. It doesn't need any explanation anymore. It's quite clear that the last word is, I present the magic. But it doesn't work automatically. It depends on you. It's your choice. That's why I finished my words with the duckling story. It's you. Because this is the path of choice. Nobody could be forced to this path. Nobody without accepting the responsibility could start this path. This is the choice, and you should volunteer for it. We know that your origin belongs here. We know you are a duckling, but we know that you were not raised as a duckling. Nobody is. You needed the primary education from the nurse or the stepmother. The real stuff starts when you dare to come to the ocean. Then all the impossibles will be possible for you. All the magical stuff we're talking about, it will be yours. But we could only show it to you. The rest is up to you. Let's hear it.
How the pilgrims were amazed at the miracles of the ascetic whom they found alone in the desert. Amidst the desert lived an ascetic, absorbed in devotion like the people of Abdan. The pilgrims from countries arrived there. Their eyes fell upon the parched ascetic. The dwelling place of the ascetic was dry. He was moist in temperament. In the dry wind of the desert, he had a remedy. The pilgrims were amazed at his solitude and his welfare in the midst of ruin. He stood on the sand in their ritual prayer, sand so hot the heat of it would boil the water in the pot. You would have said he was enraptured amongst herbs and flowers, or mounted on barak or duldul, or that his feet were on silk and embroidered cloth, or that to him the sandstorm was more pleasant than the zephyr. They stood waiting. He remained standing in prayer in long meditation. When the dervish came back from absorption, one of that company, a man alive and of enlightened mind, observed that the water was trickling from his hands and face. His garment was wet with the traces of ablution. So he asked him, "From where do you have water?" He lifted his hand, indicating it came from heaven. He said, "Does it come whenever you will? Without well and without rope of palm fiber? Solve our difficulty, O Sultan of religion, in order that your experience may give us certain faith. Reveal to us one of your mysteries, that we may cut from our waists the cords." He turned his eyes to heaven, saying, "Answer the prayer of the pilgrims. I am accustomed to seeking daily bread from above. You have opened to me the door from above. O you who from non-spatiality has brought space into view and has made manifest, in heaven is your daily bread. In the midst of this orison, a fair cloud suddenly appeared. like a water-bearing elephant.